Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Llama Thrust Ulti, who says, from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit, who says, would I be the arsehole for asking my fiance to remove someone as a bridesmaid because of something she said while inebriated? I'm lucky enough to be engaged to the woman of my dreams. She's perfect in every way, and the wedding is currently scheduled for next June. Right now, along with my fiance, I have a very close friend living with us. She was my roommate in college and basically family. 5 months ago, she found out she was pregnant when she was told her entire life it was impossible for her to have kids. She was ecstatic, but her boyfriend, in case it comes up, who was also a roommate and basically family, wasn't, and begged her to have an abortion. Basically, she thought she'd never have another chance, but they were obviously not in any position to raise a kid at the moment. Their relationship got very strained and she ended up having a miscarriage. 1 week after, she found out her boyfriend was having an emotional affair with a co-worker. They broke up, and she ended up also getting into a massive fight with her family. Obviously, I moved her into my place ASAP. Well, she was definitely struggling for a while. I'm glad to say she seems to be slowly healing. A few nights ago, my fiance had some of her friends over, all of which are bridesmaids. My friend joined them, and all of them ended up getting pretty drunk. My fiance falls asleep pretty fast when she's drunk, so I carried her up to our room and tucked her in so I could take care of everyone else. My friend at that point started drinking really heavily and looked kind of sick, so I walked her up to the bathroom and held her hair for about 20 minutes while she puked. When I figured she had enough out of her system, I left her to go and check on the other girls and get them home. I was walking down the steps and heard one of her friends make a comment about me helping my friend up because I wanted to get in her pants. The other girls around her immediately told her off. They're all aware of my friend's situation, by the way. I just stood obstructed on the stairway, trembling in anger. I managed to calm down temporarily, come down and send them all home in Ubers. I'd offered to drive them before, but in all honesty, I felt so angry, I did not want to be in that position. 3 days later and I'm still angry. I genuinely don't ever want to be in the same room as this woman ever again, let alone have her 8 feet away as I say my vows. I haven't told my fiance any of this yet, but I was planning to do so tomorrow, as well as request her friend at least be removed from having a role, if not, flat out be uninvited to the wedding. So would I be the arsehole for asking to remove her for something she said when she was drunk? Edit. Quite a few comments on this now, so I want to address a few points. First, my fiance and her friends do not have problems with alcohol. My girl is a lightweight and none of her friends were blackout drunk or anything that far. The only person who puked was my friend. Passing out because you drunk too much and falling asleep after a couple of drinks are two entirely different things. Okay, I really gotta spell it out here because this is getting fucking ridiculous. Every girl not living in my house had 3 to 4 drinks that night. Enough that none of them were getting behind the wheel, but not enough that they were all massively hammered and completely out of control. My fiance had maybe 3 drinks and fell asleep 30 minutes after. Not passed out, not blacked out, just fell asleep. My friend was the only one who drank heavily, easily the equivalent of 6, maybe a couple more at most. At absolutely no point have I ever indicated I was going to take action or demand, my particular wording was request above, not demand, before talking to my fiance about the whole story and the issue. I now intend to talk to the bridesmaid as well before I request anything. I understand I'm being a little overly sensitive. The reality is the whole situation has been harsh and shitty for everyone involved. In particular, I know I've been very defensive of my friend given her current situation with her family, and it's entirely possible some of this anger towards bridesmaid was redirected from things my friend's sister have said and done to her in recent history. All of this being said, there is absolutely positively nothing more between me and my friend besides a deeply platonic relationship. I do not have romantic or sexual feelings to my friend at all. Nor am I insecure about society telling me I can't have women friends without wanting to sleep with them. I'm just worried about my friend who's still in a pretty bad place. I feel very insulted someone would insinuate I'd be taking advantage of her in such a state. She has not been living with us for 5 months. She found out she was pregnant 5 months ago. A miscarriage happened approximately 2 months ago, and she moved into my place about 2 weeks after that. Sarah Girl asks some info. They said, info, would you consider talking to this friend about how her comments made you feel and see how things go from there? How is or has the relationship between you two, usually friendly or strained? Was this possibly a poor attempt at a drunken joke? I'm not saying what she said is right, just trying to look at it from all angles here. Removing a bridesmaid or uninviting someone is a pretty big step. Just want to make sure this is something you really want to do. Hope you respond saying, honestly, I've thought about it, but I definitely would need to wait a little longer as I'm still seeing red. Relationship has been fine before. I'm not especially close to her as I am with some of my fiance's other friends, like her maid of honor, but we've never been on bad terms. I'd say friendly. It was worded as a joke, but her tone was accusatory. Maybe I won't rush into banning her until I at least talk to her. Harry's Gale says, I don't know if my fiance said he wanted to ban a close friend from attending the wedding over a drunken comment like this. It would set off alarm bells immediately. It comes off as really defensive regarding you and your friend's relationship. I think if you talk to your fiance about how that comment hurt you, it would be fine, because those feelings are totally valid. But to go so far and say you want the friend removed is extreme in my opinion. You would be the arsehole. Fuzzy Pin says, no one's an arsehole here. Sounds like she made a dumb little joke at a really bad time. How did she react when people started telling her off? Was she being as serious as you think she was? Was she actually accusing you of something, or were emotions just high and she said something she shouldn't have in a bad moment? I understand being angry, but demanding your wife essentially remove her as a friend over something that could have been just a shitty out of place comment that wasn't meant to be taken this seriously could be a bit much. We don't know how she said it or what she did after, so that's up to you. But I don't know. I think you could be overreacting a bit. And one more comment from Dragon Child, who says, you're the arsehole. This is a major overreaction to a thoughtless, likely drunken comment. The appropriate response is to sit down like adults and talk about it, and make a decision based on how she reacts then. If she doubles down or loses it, then you remove her. If she can apologize and use her words like a grown-up, water under the bridge. Your intense reaction seems to be disproportionate, so it may be that the dart struck closer to home than you'd like. I'm not saying you do want to get in her pants, but maybe you feel a bit guilty about your closeness because society tells you you can't have a girlfriend without it being sexual. And although the post was voted you're the arsehole in the situation, there was a mix of comments. Loads of no one's an arsehole here, loads of not the arseholes here. It was a real mix, but Opie did come in with an update and says, so after I posted last time, it became pretty clear that regardless of if I was overreacting or not, I had to talk to my fiance immediately. So I went to talk to my fiance about what I heard, and it turns out she knew about what was said literally the morning after. The whole friend group pulled up the bridesmaid, who really just intended to make a crash joke and was actually unaware of most of my friend's predicament. No one knew I heard it, so she only ended up apologizing to my fiance and telling her she legitimately didn't mean offense nor thought in any way I was cheating on her. I told my fiance everything, showed her the post, told her how it felt to be accused like that. Long story short, she got the friend to come over ASAP. There are a ton of apologies going round. I admit I overreacted to a comment and took it to mean the absolute worst way possible. Didn't make the comment in any way not horrible, and she did apologize profusely for how it came across. By the end of it, we were all good. I thought that would be it, but bridesmaid and the rest of the group actually went significant steps forward. My friend will hang out with people who come over, but in all honesty, she doesn't leave the house. Not that I blame her. The bridesmaid has taken charge along with the rest of the group, and they've all made surprise plans for them and my friend to do things my fiance thinks everyone, especially my friend, will enjoy. In all honesty, I felt very slighted the past half week. I wasn't sure how this situation would be resolved in a way that I'd be able to forgive this person for what they said. But taking her own time and money to make someone I care about who's suffering feel better is so much better than anything I could have imagined. Also, she brought cookies, and being angry and holding on to anger makes you really hungry. So yeah, we're incredibly square. Thank you to those who legitimately criticize me. Edit. Just realized I technically never said it. Bridesmaid is still bridesmaid. Edit 2. Bridesmaid even did something super sweet for my puppy. My dummy son was extremely upset. I ate all the chocolate chip cookies without offering him a bite, because I like him alive. And R2 played her so bad she dropped off a puppuccino for him this morning. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Which comes from Worried Strength 7894 from the Relationship Advice subreddit and says, my boyfriend's family lost their home in a fire and are asking me to put my name on the mortgage loan so they can buy a new house. I'd love to be helpful, but is that too much to ask? I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 4 years. Living together for about 2. I'll cut to the chase. His family, mum, dad, and sister suffered a house fire in January, and they stayed with us in our one-bedroom apartment for a couple of weeks until their insurance got them a hotel. Now they're in the hotel. His family had 10 cats, and 9 of those cats are in the apartment with us currently. So it's me, him, and 9 cats right now. They pay for the food and litter, but I've bought them a cat tower and some toys. They've basically destroyed my couch, but I figured they would, and it was a cheap couch. This past Sunday, 2 days ago, they went to a realtor to talk about buying a house. Where they lived was a place they rented for a decade, and the landlord was pissed about the fire, so they don't want to go back there, even when the house is fixed. My boyfriend was supposed to be the one on the loan, because his parents aren't citizens and would have to pay out the arse on a down payment. But since he has a social security number, he can get a regular rate. The problem is, he doesn't make enough on his own. If I went in on him for the loan, our combined income would be enough to qualify. If I go in on the loan, we could stay with his family in the house and save for our own home later. We'd have more space, which would be great because I'm trying to start a business, and I wouldn't be living in the one bedroom with 9 cats. But it's also a 30-year mortgage loan. He's told me that whatever I decide to do won't affect our relationship. But I'm afraid this will for me. If I don't decide to go on the loan, his parents said they'd get a trailer and take the cats. But his sister, 19, would still probably end up living with us because her job is close to us and she doesn't drive. I feel like I'm losing it. I feel like no matter what I do, I'm losing something. I'm so conflicted. I've asked the advice of my mum and some friends, and they think they're asking too much. But if I don't go in on the house, I'm still in this apartment that costs too much and adding an extra person to our space. So I'm asking, should I just let them put my name on the mortgage loan, or should I accept his sister will be living with us? I hate to add any more elements of stress to their lives because they've already been through so much, but now it's leaking into my life a lot. Hope he adds an edit that says this house will be in my name on the deed. cats are not destroying my apartment, as so many people are assuming, just the couch. I obviously care about these people, which is why I would even consider it. So please stop creating a story in your head where I'm some sucker wanting to be scammed. Another edit which says, so this got a lot of attention fast. I'd like to clear up that they aren't pressuring me, but it's obviously a tense situation for them because, you know, it's their housing on the line. They're just kind of at the mercy of the insurance paying for their hotel. It's a desperate situation and a desperate ask. I will talk to my boyfriend today about different options. I spoke to my mum, who is a homeowner, and she advised against this. But seeing all your reasons as well, like not being able to get a second mortgage because of this one, is the nail in the coffin. I suggest his sister stay with us as long as she is looking for another place of her own. I encourage her to maybe look to roommate with a good friend of hers maybe. I knew this would be a risky move, but seeing how much it really takes from me, just no. I'll update later, but have peace of mind that I will not be taking out a mortgage for his family. And I think OP's already got their answer, and I imagine what a lot of the comments are going to be saying is absolutely, that would be a terrible idea. Putting your name on someone else's loan, especially something as big as a mortgage that's going to take years and years to pay off. And like you said, you wouldn't be able to get another one in the meantime. It just puts a complete halt on your life. I'm sorry they're going through this, but in the end, that's not your issue. They can still rent another place. Nothing's stopping them from doing that. And I gotta be completely honest, someone even asking that is a bit of a red flag for me at the same time. But Bering C says, this is a terrible idea. Do not do it. They were renting before. They can find another place to rent. Do not make this your problem. Commenter replies saying, I wholly agree on it being a terrible idea and that OP shouldn't do it. Either it, not co-signing the mortgage, not letting the sister move in. However, it might be very hard for the family to find another place to rent. The line about the former landlord being angry about the fire suggests that they might have caused it. And either way, they're not getting a good reference there. It's a rare rental that allows 9 cats. Many local ordinances in the US forbid having that many actually. So it might not even be legal. And I didn't even touch on the cat situation and the sister moving as well. The sister being there, I'm afraid as well. I've seen too many stories about where they move in, they never move out, and 9 cats at the same time. Holy moly, no, I like cats, but 9 cats is just way too many for me anyway. Just waiting for some of the comments to go, no, I got 20 cats. Mu says, do not do it. I'm sorry for your boyfriend's family, but don't do it. This can easily get you trapped. If you consider it, meet with a lawyer and get a contract that is for your benefit and doesn't leave you with a cost for all of this. What if you do it and your boyfriend leaves anyway? Anyway, that sounds very fishy to me. If you were my client, I would tell you as an accountant to stay away from this. You are just the girlfriend and you're in a position easily to abuse and use. So on the back of that, OP comes in with an update and says, so I was not expecting 1300 people to find so many different ways to say no. Lol. I'll be honest, I was not inclined to sign anything. Not because I didn't think his family would follow through or anything. I just knew I didn't know enough to make this decision. Home ownership is a distant thought right now at the wee age of 25. I came here hoping to see if this is something people actually do, and what it would mean for me and my boyfriend if we did. The obvious risk was, what if we break up? But I knew there was more than that, and you made that all clear. First things first, no mortgage. I made that post yesterday morning, and after reading through the comments that actually gave insight into something like this, I realized, yeah, there is no way we can do this. I wish it was a viable option to solve their current problem, but it just isn't. Fortunately, by the time I got home after work and talked to my boyfriend about it, he also had realized this was not a good idea. Glad I had the foresight to make us wait before giving his family an answer. It just stunted too much of our own opportunities for the future, so we're both on the same page about it. Thank God. Someone mentioned that you can learn a lot about someone by how they handle the word no. And I can say that I didn't really learn anything, but just confirmed suspicions I already had. His mum was very understanding, and I don't think she even understood what she was asking when it came up. After my boyfriend explained it to her, she told his dad, who is not his bio dad or even his stepdad, just his mum's longtime boyfriend. This matters for the next part. His dad did not take it very well. Before any of this, my boyfriend's parents told him they would help him get his credit up so he could take on the loan for the house. They'd help pay off his credit card and obviously front the money for the down payment. A And then they said if we didn't help with the house, they'd still do that since he's helped so much already. Coordinated with the Red Cross to get them assistance after the fire, helped wrangle the cats, house the cats and his family, went with them to the realtor. As I suspected though, once we made it clear it was not happening with a mortgage and how it would damage our future chances at a home for ourselves, his dad wasn't happy. When his mum asked if they were still paying my boyfriend's credit card, his dad said no. He didn't help us, so we won't help him, is now he puts it apparently. Yeah, like I said, my boyfriend's family is dysfunctional. I can't say I've ever had the most respect for his dad, but he's been there for most of my boyfriend's life. I have lots of thoughts of how this should go, but ultimately, we're just going to try problem solving in different ways. Definitely no rushing into quick fixes. Maybe be less ready to help so his dad can see what that's actually like. Also, a note to all of you as a collective. I understand the world is full of cruel people, but I think a lot of you miss the context of the situation when you cast judgment on his family's intentions. This is a family who's been displaced in a house fire. They're immigrants who aren't completely and perfectly savvy to all of the logistics of buying a home. The reality for a lot of immigrants is that they do rush into terrible solutions because they don't always think they have another option. They know they have less resources because they lack citizen status. And it's not uncommon for children to help their parents in extreme ways. And that doesn't just apply to immigrants. There are people all over the world taking extreme risks to try and better their situation. But since they live so long needing to think on their feet, they don't always feel like they can afford to look for other options. All that to say, practice a bit more compassion. I understand this was too much of a risk for myself, but that's not going to stop me from helping them where I can. So on the back of that one, a user called PM Me or 2 Hours says, as a child of immigrants, I get some of the concerns. However, my parents bought and sold houses several times before they became citizens, including new builds. It's not impossible for immigrants if they have legal status here. More difficult, yes, but non-citizen immigrants buy homes in the US all the time. Opie says, oh, for sure. My mum was an immigrant and her parents owned a home before becoming citizens here. With my mum's help, I'm pretty sure. I think she would send them money sometimes. I know it's not impossible for immigrants to be savvy, but I've met plenty who are not. My mum currently works with families who have recently moved to the US to help register their kids for school. I meet a lot of people in a variety of situations. It's funny seeing comments of people saying, that's too many people in one apartment. I've met people who share a one-bedroom apartment with a whole other family. Two families in one apartment. All I know is that some people have to work with what they got. I can't knock them for trying. Someone suggests to OP that the mother's boyfriend knew exactly what he was asking for, and OP says, did that man notice too much? Maybe. But I personally don't put a lot of stock in his character either way, so I think it could be both ways. I do think people can be selfish without understanding what they are asking for. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What do you make of the update? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.